Today at Kwadinam, January 26th, we have just experienced a two-day retreat reflecting on what we did and what we're going to do. At very inner time, we concentrated on the eternity of the moment. After all, that's the only real time that exists, isn't it? The eternity of the moment. The past you cannot do anything about, and the future you're constantly creating. If you give a meal to a hungry person, you're feeding yourself in the future. For one day, down that road of time, you'll be a hungry person and somebody will give you a meal to satisfy that hunger. That's the way the law of karma works. And we have a question from Anil Bodwar, Oslo, Norway, who is wondering about concentration. Concentration precedes meditation, Anil. And we have to concentrate on something that holds our attention, so attention precedes concentration. Attention, concentration, meditation, contemplation, samadhi. That's the way it works. If you're having problems concentrating, means basically, Anil, choose something that you're very interested in, and the concentration will be there, and you will be enraptured and meditating upon that what you are concentrating upon. Understand you're going to India, Anil. If you're going to South India, let me know. We have wonderful places to visit, and we can supply some contacts of students all through South India. You can visit our temple site in Bangalore, where we've created a village and are building the beautiful Yerevan temple, which is nearly half finished. We open the doors to South India to you, Anil and family, and hope that you'll walk through them. We're going to have a wonderful five-day phase on our Vedic calendar. This is the first, and we'll open our doors of the ashram again to you tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day, and the next day, and the next day will be a very special time, Taipusam. We're having a beautiful fire ceremony, but since we're on retreat here, it's only for the Matavasi. That means it's only for the Swamis and Yogis and Sadhaka and our new Brahmacharis. Wonderful talking with you today in cyberspace. It's always great pleasure to look out in cyberspace, out through your computer screen into your eyes. Om Namah Shivaya.